Yeah, Bray Sikorski knows what it's like to win an Australian Cup with Humidor. He's also got shared ambition in the race. Bray, nervous excitement right now, but a touch of confidence as well?
Yeah, I think they're both going to run great races. It's hard to split them. Obviously, Humidor is the proven one. He's the old wait for age warrior. But Shared Ambition's the one on the up. And, you know, it's such an open race this year. I think there's probably half a dozen really genuine chances, and I think we got two of them.
How does Chris think Humidor's going this time in?
Fantastic. Thinks he's every bit as good as he was in the spring. And, you know, if he can produce that run where he split Arcadia Queen and Russian Camelot, he's going to be right in the finish.
Are you leaning towards the old boy Humidor?
I am. Yep, stick with the proven one.
Give him strength. Good luck, mate.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Bray Sikorski there. Here's Mike Moroney. Good luck, Bray. Mike Moroney is standing by. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, good, Michael.
How's Chapada look on the way to the Barry?
It's nice and bright. He's got really strong now. Probably carrying more condition than he's ever carried, but he's still fit. And I think it's just him now as a mature horse. He's always going to be that 10 kilos heavier.
He hasn't had much luck in his races, has he? Again, last start at Caulfield, he was balked for a run at the most crucial time. How do you think he's actually going?
He's going really well. Look, he's one of this next wave of horses coming up at his age, you know, trying to make their way to Group 1 class. And, you know, it's just a new wave of horses. He's just one of them. And, look, he all but got it as a three-year-old and probably got lost for 12 months like a lot of them do at that age. And now he looks as if he's strong enough for them. So,
looks a winnable Australian Cup. Can he do it?
Does. That's why it's a big field, because I think everyone's realised that. Just the way where it sits now, etc. And just the year we've got as far as way for age horses go, you know. Like, Winks has left a big hole in things, and just these horses coming through now. And you've got Humidors, they're getting a little bit older, so it makes for interesting just to see which is going to put their head up next.
Good luck, Mike.
Thank you.
I might head out and have a chat to Sam Friedman as I do that. Dino, they're on the way to the Barry now. Who caught your eye in the mounting yard?
Oh, they all look pretty fit, Michael, to me. Happy with how 50 Stars backed up. I was very happy with Mike's horse, Chapada, because I think he'll run a terrific race. And, you know, Paradise continuing to saddle up well. She's been winning and holding her form, and I think that they're probably the three that I like the most. But, be splitting hairs over a lot of them, because they're pretty seasoned campaigners and they looked in good order.
50 Stars on top for you, though, Dino?
He is. Interesting challenge, you know, where he gets to in the run. And I think there'll be more pressure now because of, you know, the couple of races where the on-paces have been going quite well. I don't think dominating, but going quite well. And but I'm just hoping he can get a bit of room at the right time. And this is the longest race we've had today. So it's a different sort of scenario at 2,000 metres. I'm thinking he can win. I think Defibrillate, Billy Egan's probably going to have to ride for a bit of luck and duck and weave. But he's got a great turn of foot. And I think he'll run really well. Nine Chapadas, I think, the best at odds. And as I said, I think Paradis will run well. Whether she runs a strong 2,000, we'll find out today. But she's going to get every chance from Barrier 1 to do so. So they're my main four, 3, 12, 9 and 17.
3, 12, 9 and 17 from Dean Lester. Sam Friedman joins me. Got a couple of runners in the Australian Cup. Milling behind the barrier. Happy with how they've both prepared and walked around to the gates?
Yeah, no, the three of them. Yeah,
Better not forget about the other one.
No, look, they've all arrived in really good order. They've all had different preps to get here, you know, Warnings first up, but we've planned this. So he's fit and forward. He's ready to go. Holmesman, you know, he'll make his own luck there on the speed, and Steel Prince won't be too far away. So just hoping for the best.
It looks like a nice race for a horse like Holmesman and Steel Prince. Which way are you leaning?
I can't split either of them, you know. Like, they're both good chances, but... yeah, we'll find out soon.
Good luck, mate.
Cheers.